It's time for All Things Gardening with Charlie Nardozzi. Hey, Charlie.
Hi there, Mary.
Right about now, folks with flower gardens might be thinking about their go-to method for getting it cleaned up. You have some new thinking about what exactly to do and some maybe new methods. Share those with us.
Yeah, I'd love to share those with you. So, you know, this time of year, most people with perennial flower gardens will be going in there and weeding out of the perennial weeds, which is a good idea, the quackgrass and the dandelions and things, putting down some compost, putting down some mulch, all that's good stuff. But where the changes come is in what you do with the flowers once they've gone by. And there's a new technique, I call it leave it. You know, the same command I use for our dogs, leave it. And so what you want to do is leave those flowers, especially the flowers that have cones on them, into the fall. These could be plants such as echinacea, rudbeckia, helenium, any of those plants that have those little cones have seeds in them. And you'll watch, starting this time of year, the chickadees and the goldfinches are just feasting on those seeds. So the new thinking is to leave them into October, maybe even November, until they've cleaned out those seeds. It's a good food source for the birds, and it really doesn't harm the plants at all. It just is going to look a little unsightly, perhaps, for a month or so. The other thing is that when you're ready to cut them down and use that same command, leave it. Instead of taking all that debris out of the perennial flower garden, if the plants were healthy and didn't have a lot of disease or insect damage on them, chop them up and just leave them on the ground. They'll create a nice mulch layer on top of that ground so that the roots will be protected in the winter, and it's a great place for beneficial insects to actually spend the winter underneath that mulch layer so that they'll be there when your plants start growing again next year. So those are two new techniques out there that you might want to try in your garden. Be a little more patient. Don't be so much in a hurry to clean things out.
Have you heard from gardeners who are kind of wary to leave their gardens looking straggly for a little while?
Yeah, you know, there certainly are gardeners who like things all cleaned up and nice and neat and tidy, and especially want to work while the weather is still warm. You start getting into November, it could be kind of cold and rainy and a little harder to work. So I can understand that concern. But for those gardeners who really want to garden more in tune with nature, with the birds and the bees and the beneficial insects, this is a nice, simple thing to do to really help them.
So this next comment sort of comes from Chris in Burlington. And Chris was listening to VPR and wanted you to talk more about a subject about growing and caring for forests that was mentioned in a segment of the program called Science Friday. Do you have any insight on that?
Yeah, you know, forests, of course, get a lot of press and a lot of attention, and there's all great reasons for growing trees in our landscape and in our community spaces, in our parks and our open spaces all around small towns and cities. You know, even though we live in Vermont, which has a lot of trees, it's still an important thing to plant trees in the landscape. You know, certainly trees have lots of benefits, and they highlight them on this website that he mentions called itreetools.org. We'll put a link to it on the All Things Gardening webpage. And in this website, it's kind of a collaboration from the U.S. Forest Service, some companies such as Davy Trees, the Arbor Day Foundation, and a number of different organizations got together and put together this information for people who are growing trees in urban settings, in community settings, or even your own landscape trees. It's a great resource. It's got information on landscaping with trees, designing with trees. It even tells you the value of certain trees that you might have in the landscape. And it's specifically really geared towards people who are out there growing trees. So it's almost like a little citizen science where you can enter some information about a community forest you have or a tree area that you have growing. So it's a cool one to check out because trees have so many benefits, everything from cleaning our air to protecting our waterways to reducing noise and, of course, reducing the heat island effect, reducing the temperatures in urban areas, and just psychologically, it's nice to have trees all around us. We know that because we walk in nature all the time.
Yeah, more than just shade and beauty. Trees work hard for everybody. What a cool resource. Thank you so much, Charlie.
You're welcome, Mary, and I'll be seeing you in the garden.